Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to WellFit Radio Chicago, brought to you live by Momentum Fitness and Health. Let us help you find yours. My name is Jason Vankis, and I am your host and the founder of Momentum. I'm an award-winning and published certified personal trainer and board-certified holistic health coach. You have questions about health, nutrition, and fitness, and we have answers. Every week, we scour the internet looking for the most commonly asked questions about fitness and health, so that we can answer them for you. Tune in live every week or listen archived at any time by visiting our page right here at Blog Talk Radio. You can also check out our Facebook page for times each week, because just look for Momentum, Fitness, and Health. We try to keep it consistent, but you know, life kind of happens. And you can also find helpful videos while you're there and at findingyourmomentum.com. We are everywhere. We also live stream this radio program on our private Facebook page for paying members, and soon we'll be live streaming on YouTube. So again, thank you for listening and joining me today, or listening archived. If you're getting a little crackle, I apologize, but we're using if you can see this live on the video, we're using an old school phone here. So you might get a little bit of static, and I apologize. We'll fix that and make sure that doesn't happen again. So our bodies are over 70% water. And we want to talk today about eating for hydration. So we've been told that we need to drink water, especially when it's hot outside. Today I want to discuss three tips on how to eat for hydration as well, because you can get your food from your water. Not all of your water needs to come from drinking. I'm going to let you know which foods are high in water content and how to incorporate them into your workout, and provide you with some post-workout hydration recipes as well. Believe it or not, yes, you can eat your water, and it's often a low-calorie food too, which is an added benefit. Now, the first part of any fitness plan is to drink more water. Water is extremely important in that it regulates body temperature, lubricates your joints, and transport nutrients and waste throughout the body. It also helps with digestion and metabolism. It keeps your cells healthy and delivers oxygen throughout your body. The brain and heart are comprised of 73% water, the lungs 83%, and your muscles and kidneys are 79% water. And even your bones, yes, our dry, brittle bones, are 31% water. Drinking more water each day can also reduce or eliminate your consumption of calorie-laden and sugary drinks like soda, sweet tea, and coffee drinks with whipped cream and sprinkles and chocolate syrup, as well as some of your sports drinks as well. And a lot of times, thirst can actually manifest itself as hunger, so there's another danger to be worried about. So water is this calorie-free drink and can often curb your appetite. Now, how much water does one person need? Well, it's different for everybody. We've heard that you need to have 64 ounces of water a day, or 8 8-ounce glasses of water a day. That's about right for somebody who's about 180 pounds, but it's not right for everybody. The best method to use is to divide your weight in half. Using that raw number, drink that many ounces. So let me explain it a little bit further. So for a 170-pound person, they should consume about 85 ounces of water per day. So you're taking 170 pounds, divide that by 2, the number is 85. That's how many ounces of water you should consume in a day. Now, about a fifth of that can come from food. So that's a minimum. If you're exercising and sweating, you want to make sure that you're getting even more water in, because you're going to need more water. So how do we get water from food? Obviously, if we want water, we can drink water. But what if you have kids, or even yourself, that just can't get yourself to drink a lot of water? You're more into, you know, eating or, you know, getting some of your sugary drinks. How do you get more water? Well, as I already mentioned, people get about 20% of their water from food sources. So that's good news, right? However, you can tip the scale on days that you know that you won't be drinking as much water, even though you know you should. So in the summer, we tend to go to barbecues and imbibe a little bit in beverages that are more fun, such as soda or alcohol, or soda mixed with alcohol, and hit yourself with the double whammy. But these tend to dehydrate us even more, which give us more of a chance of feeling sick that day or the next day. Now, a short-term side effect is excessive urination. In Shakespeare's play, Macbeth, the porter says that alcohol promotes nose painting, sleep, and urine. But even today, we still don't fully understand how alcohol causes this excessive urination. After all, beer is 95% water, so shouldn't it hydrate us? It's only 5% alcohol. And the liver converts that 5% of alcohol into roughly the same mass of water in some carbon dioxide. Now, according to Dr. Carl of ABC Science, if you drink 200 milliliters of beer, the end result is 200 milliliters of water. But you don't urinate just 200 milliliters of water. No. You urinate a total of 320 milliliters of urine. So in general, each shot of alcohol makes you urinate an extra 120 milliliters of urine on top of your normal urine output. So as you're drinking more, you're actually putting out even more. So if you're drinking in 200 milliliters, you're putting out 320 milliliters, and that's going to leave your body dehydrated. So if you're not drinking water too, you're dehydrating yourself. Therefore, this is one reason that we should turn to food as well. Of course, you should probably be drinking water between your drinks, but you can also turn to food as well. Now, another reason is that exercising, running, biking, etc., in any excessive heat of the summer is another reason you're going to want to eat more foods that are higher in water. Or even on mild heat, for that matter, can make you sweat a lot. Not only are you sweating out water, but you're also sweating out minerals, and those need to be replaced. So when engaged in physical activity, body temperature rises as much as 3 degrees, and your body's natural cooling system, sweating, kicks in to lower body temperature. Under extreme exercise and heat stress, a body can lose half a gallon of water per hour. If the lost water is not replaced, dehydration occurs, and serious consequences may follow. So if you fail to replace the water that you lose, you run the risk of becoming, again, dehydrated. When a person is dehydrated by more than 4 or 5% of body weight, their exercise performance declines by 20 to 30%. So it's not a very direct ratio. Not only that, but the impact of dehydration on the cardiovascular system can produce heart problems in people with coronary heart disease and diabetes. Dehydration is also very hard on the kidneys, which we know we need to process the water. Now, the minerals you lose are calcium, magnesium, iron, manganese, phosphorus, potassium, sodium. Sodium is different from salt, and zinc. So it's important to replace all of these minerals as well. So you can get them from sports drinks, but all that damn sugar, right? So make sure you tune in next week for my attack on soda and sports drink companies that market to kids. So we know that we should be drinking water before, during, and after exercise, and especially in bouts of excessive heat. During a barbecue, I'm not going to take your fun away, but you should give yourself a little bit of help and maybe even help to avoid that dehydration headache the next day, or some people get it that same day. Dehydration headache, that fancy way of saying hangover. It's also important to get some calories in when you're exercising in the heat, because of course, and of course that mineral replacement as well. So we need food in order to do that. So here are some of the top 10, or here are the top 10 sources of water and minerals in food. Cucumber contains 96.7% water. It contains vitamin A, pantothenic acid, magnesium, phosphorus, manganese. It's a very good source of vitamin C, vitamin K, and potassium, as almost all of these vegetables are. Iceberg lettuce. Yes, iceberg lettuce does serve its purpose. It is 95.6% water. Contains a bunch of vitamins and minerals as well. Celery, 95.4% water. Radishes, believe it or not, 95.3% water. Tomatoes, 94.5% water. Green peppers, 93.9% water. And again, all of these have your vitamin K, your folate, your manganese, your vitamin A, your vitamin C, fiber, of course, too, as well as thiamin and six, iron, potassium, all those things that we're missing. Cauliflower, 92.1% water. Now, here's a shock. Watermelon is not first on the list. Watermelon is eighth on the list, but is 91.5% water. Spinach, 91.4% water, and star fruit, 91.4% water as well. All of them are fruits and vegetables, so that's important to keep in mind. They're all fruits and vegetables that I just named, and they're also high in vitamins and minerals that you need to replace the ones you lost. So lots of vitamin A, C, K to ward off illness and inflammation. So really, it's a win-win. Now, the best way to eat these fruits and veggies is raw, of course, because cooking can reduce the water content as well as the mineral content of these foods. Now, many of the mentioned veggies are great in a salad, and you can use lemon juice to season it up without adding the extra calories, bad fats, or salt coming from your commercially made dressings. Need it on the go? Blend up these ingredients with spring water and ice to make a smoothie. One of our favorites that we use uses a cucumber along with cranberries and celery. And the recipe is as follows. One pear, sliced and seeded. One apple, sliced and seeded. One cucumber, sliced or cut into halves. One large stalk of celery, one handful of spinach, and about half a cup or more of cranberries. Add more spinach to up the protein content and make it a post-workout recovery meal. You just blend this up with some spring water and some ice. You can also simply add cucumber to a pitcher of water or into your water bottle to make it more flavorful too. You can try this one. Tomatoes, peppers, and spinach can be chopped to make a great topping for tacos, your favorite protein source, or just as a dip like pico de gallo. So again, that's tomatoes, peppers, and spinach. You can also add some radish if you want to give it a little bit of pop in the flavor. Again, cauliflower is another great source of water, and it's a great salad topping, but you can also actually make it as a rice. Just chop it up into smaller pieces, pulse in a blender, and saute over low heat so you don't eliminate that water content, and then add your own seasonings or make a rice pilaf as you would with regular rice. Watermelon, of course, is just great by itself as a snack, but you can also grill it, believe it or not, or even make watermelon gazpacho. Just hit us up and we'll send you the recipe. Keep finding different ways to combine as many fruits and veggies as you can to up that water content and that mineral content. One of my new favorite recipes, especially you might need it after your 4th of July parties, is the Virgin Bloody Mary. So you're going to blend two tomatoes, one cucumber, one celery stalk, one handful of spinach, a couple of radishes and some arugula, and a couple drops of hot sauce. Now the arugula and the radishes are going to give it that peppery taste of a real Bloody Mary. So those are just a few things for you. So remember your top 10 foods that are high in water: cucumber, iceberg lettuce, celery, radishes, tomatoes, green peppers, cauliflower, watermelon, spinach, and star fruit. Honestly, get as many fruits and veggies as you can in, especially on these hot days. Berries for breakfast is a great way to go. It's nice and refreshing, and you're going to eat a lot of your water. Use any of these recipes. Ask us for any of these recipes if you want them. The first smoothie recipe I gave you, the cucumber with the spinach and the cranberries, that's part of our 7-day detox plan. And again, add more spinach. Add a unflavored protein powder to make it a protein drink for after a workout. Plenty of things you can do with your fruits and vegetables. It doesn't just have to be a plain old boring salad. Even if you chop it up and make that pico-like, pico de gallo type thing, and eat it with chips, at least you're getting in some fruits and vegetables during these hot times. Now, join me next week. It's sure to be eventful because I'm going to go off about how soda and sports drink companies market to your kids' school. With any luck, I haven't had it yet. I'll hopefully have a testimonial from someone on the inside who's had experience with some of these companies that I'm not going to name by name. Now, you can always reach out to us on Facebook and at findingyourmomentum.com. And until next time, I hope you find your momentum.
Dusty clouds.